Did you get C. Santos?
This meeting is now being recorded.
Sorry, who jumped in there when the recording began? I'm sorry.
This is Tom DeSantos from Kings County.
Thank you, sir.
Still waiting for Marcia Slough from San Bernardino County.
Thank you, Judge. We are now at an official quorum, Judge Earl.
All right.
And David just joined.
Thanks, David.
This is Judge Walsh.
Here's what we'll do, folks, is we will I'll ask Bob to take roll in a minute. Let me remind everyone that to put your phones on mute so we don't hear your background noise, but do not put us on hold. I'll also remind you that this is an open line that members of the public and our colleagues are able to listen in but not to communicate with us, so I will just remind you of that. So, Bob, why don't you go ahead and take roll for us?
Okay, we'll go through this quickly since most folks we know who are on the line. Judge Began, I know you're there. Judge Boris.
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, I know all of you put yourself on mute, but we'll go through once more. Judge Boris.
Here.
Chouteau.
Here.
Thank you, sir. Judge Clay.
Present.
Judge Cope.
Here.
Judge DeSantos.
Here.
Judge Earl, we have you, obviously. Do we have Judge Wesley? Judge Good?
Yes.
Judge Hicks? And he did say he could not participate. Judge Johnson?
Yes.
Judge Masunaga?
Yes.
Judge Slough?
Present.
Do we have Judge Trent Acosta? All right, Judge Walsh? I know you're there. You're probably on mute. Do we have Sherry Carter? Jake Chatters? Rick Feldstein.
Yes, I'm here.
Thanks, Rick. John Fitton. Debbie Norrie.
Yes.
Thanks, Debbie. Mike Planet.
Here.
Thank you. Sean Landry.
Here.
Thanks, Sean. Brian Taylor.
Here.
Mike Roddy. Kimberly Flenner, I know you're on mute because you're driving, so we know you're there.
Thank you.
Rebecca Fleming?
She's on vacation, so she is not present.
Thank you, ma'am. Mary Beth Todd? Chris Volkers?
Yep, I'm here.
Thank you. David Yamasaki?
Here.
And Tanya? We have Tanya. On the advisory member side, Slocko is not present. Jody?
I'm here.
Thank you. Kurt Child? And Kurt Soderlund? And I believe we do have one guest on the line, Judge Steve Austin.
I'm here.
Thank you, sir.
David Wesley just joined also.
Do we also have, is Stephen Chang on the line?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Bob. So I want to thank everyone for coming together in short notice. We have two items that we need to resolve so that we can present them to the Judicial Council next Thursday, and the council materials need to get out by today. The first item... deals with an issue that we discussed at our last Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee meeting. It had to do with interpreter allocations or reimbursement of unused savings from Program 4545 for court interpreter expenditures. When we last met, we had a discussion about perhaps our Court Executive Officers Advisory Committee discussing the concerns that had been raised by some of our CEOs when our working group got together, and that was chaired by Barry Good and Steve Austin, when our working group got together to recommend an allocation methodology. SEAC has met, and they have presented a recommendation that's in the materials. It is on the draft report, page 3, item 1B is SEAC's recommendation. It is different than our Budget Advisory Committee's working group's recommendation. And if David Yamasaki is on the line, I would like him to present SEAC's recommendation and tell us why you came up with that recommendation. Could you do that for us, David?
I sure can. And you're referring to recommendation 1B?
Correct.
The inclusion of that? Okay. So as you can see, one of the approaches that was discussed at the Budget Advisory Committee was the concept of distributing the monies to each of the courts relative to the history of expenditure in the previous 5 years. And as the committee looked at this issue, one of the things that we learned was that there were two courts that are not part of a particular region because of the way that their contracts and perhaps statutes have been established relating to the issue of interpreters. So under option 1B, you can see that it's a SEAC recommendation. It basically tries to accommodate the intent of Budget Advisory Committee to distribute the monies by region, but also to include the monies for both Solano and Ventura using the same rationale, but not giving the money or earmark the money to the, each of those courts in the form of a region. So it's basically to accommodate that unique statutory arrangement that exists in both of those particular courts.
And David, it's my understanding that currently the reimbursement process for interpreter allocations is done regionally. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Let me ask, I know some of the other CEOs who were on our subgroup, Sean Landry, Chris Volkers, or Sherry Carter, if you want to add anything before I ask Judge Austin or Judge Good to weigh in.
No, I think David covered it. It mirrors what we're currently doing with the rest of the funds, and it allows courts to share the money a little bit more, it's a better process.
And that was Sherry Carter, correct?
Yes, I apologize, yes.
Chris Volkers or Sean Landry?
It. No, that captures it, and that's my recollection of the dialogue that we had.
And that is Sean Landry. I'll ask you just to identify yourself before you speak for those who are listening in. Let me ask Judge Good or Judge Austin whether you have any concerns about the recommendation, and if so, if you could address those.
This is Judge Austin. Those of you who don't know on the line, I was the chair of the ad hoc group that made the initial recommendation to have this spent in a way on fee waiver cases and other things. But this is definitely in keeping with the spirit of our recommendation, and I think it's a good thing because all the CEOs got involved in coming up with this policy, and it's a way that they feel could work the best for them, which is in our interest, too, because we want to see the money get spent out of there as quickly as possible.
And this is very good. I take this to be a very friendly amendment. I think it's very much in the spirit of what we did. We had actually started to think along these lines when the subcommittee first met, but for a variety of reasons, the CEOs weren't in a position at that point to make this recommendation, and fortunately they were able to figure it out, because this seems to be able to smooth out a lot of the issues better than doing it court by court. So I would definitely support 1B.
Let me open it up to the other committee members to either ask questions or provide comments.
This is Rick Feldstein. I'm not the spokesperson for our region, but I can tell you the CEOs as in our Bay Area region did discuss this, and I think that generally the feeling was that the regional approach would allow us the most flexibility to address really a lot of unknowns as we enter into using interpreters for these new case types.
This is Debbie Norrie. We had the same discussions in some telephone conferences with Region 3, and we all feel that this is the better approach.
Anyone else before we take action on it?
No, Lori, this is Don Clay. I just think the CEOs are in a better position to assess this, and I think they've done a great job in making this recommendation to this committee.
Lori, this is David Wesley. I join Don's comments.
Thank you. My memory, either Stephen or Bob, is that the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee has already taken action to adopt option one. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We did that at our last meeting. So the action item today would be to amend our recommendation to adopt option 1B, which is SEAC's recommendation, rather than 1A. Does that sound right, Bob and Stephen?
Yes, it does.
Correct.
I'd make that motion, Laura.
Who is that?
Clay.
Judge Clay?
Don, yes.
And Chateau and Wesley, I'll second it.
Chateau and Wesley second. Let me ask if there's any further discussion before I ask Bob. Well, I'll just do an all four first to see where we stand. Any further discussion? Bob, how would you prefer? Would you prefer I call each person in each committee member individually?
Let's do a voice thing, and if it seems like it's close, we can certainly go through the roll call. But if it's closer to unanimous, it might be more efficient to just do it by voice. And certainly any member can call for a roll call vote.
All right. So all in favor, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? I do note that Judge Hicks, who could not join us today, sent an email advising that he was opposed. So we have one opposed, but everyone else on the line appears to support the motion. So the motion carries. Does anyone wish for a roll call vote?
No, Lori, this is Judge Trenacosta. Sorry, I came onto the call a bit late. I just finished the calendar, but I heard the discussion, and I vote with the majority.
All right, thank you. The other item on our agenda today is an item dealing with IMF allocations. We have learned through our technology, information technology, AOC's information technology group, that they are requesting $3.6 million less than what they initially requested and that what we have already approved. They have provided some materials that lay out why their need is lower and in what areas they've determined need is lower. Stephen Chang, did you want to say anything about ITSO's new revised request?
I guess I just wanted to say that this was not unanticipated, that there might be some revisions because we knew for a while that the Information Technology Services Office, they do an annual budget drill. And usually it's done in April. Usually they anticipate the council not acting on these allocations until June or even later. But this year we're bringing the allocations to the council earlier. It's not to say that we can't still make revisions in June or July, but that was a plan in order to not to overload the council in June and July with also the Trial Court Trust Fund allocations. So based on their drill, they came up with some revised numbers for 11 IT programs, but we're only asking the Advisory Committee today to address 10 of those and to defer any decision on the LAN-WAN telecommunications program.
The discussion about their request for LAN-WAN will take place when we hold a in-person meeting in May, and that date will be forthcoming. I'll open it up to committee members for questions or thoughts on ITSO's request.
I'm sorry.
Who is that? Go ahead.
This is Marcia Slough. I have a question, and I may be reading the chart backwards, but I'm looking at attachment 2B, and if maybe someone could look at that with me who is familiar with that chart that outlines the revised allocation with the over-unders next to it. And if I understand that chart correctly, that is the one that outlines each category and the difference between the proposed and the original allocation and now the changed allocation. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And so I guess my only question about it was, as it relates to number five, that is seems to be kind of a significant change, and I guess I was just curious as to the background as it relates to that particular item.
Can I just interject for a minute? Someone doesn't have their phone on mute, and we can hear kind of paper shuffling, so if you could mute your phones for us if you're not speaking. Thank you.
Hi, this is Stephen. We do have some ITSO staff. I think Diana Earle's on the line. She probably can address this. Diana, are you on the line? She might be on mute. Let me just give her like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Diana,
well,
While
you're looking, if you'd also look at number 8. It goes from 5,900,000 to 5,600,000, and then you discuss an increase.
Right.
Judge, I think that was Judge Wesley. You're right. That's a typo. It should be the decrease. The number
okay.
is correct. The wording is incorrect.
Thank you.
So, Judge Slaw, I don't know if I can add anything other than what's provided on page 3 on the report. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure why there's an increase based on the recent budget drill. I'm afraid to say it doesn't.
So I think if we're reading this correctly, Judge Slaw, and I don't want to assume that I am, but the difference between the revised allocation is $638,000. So we originally approved $9.8 million, and their revised request is $10.4 million. Is that what you understood?
Yes. And I was just trying to get a better understanding. I am going back and rereading the explanation, which is on page 3. But I was just seeing if someone could maybe speak to that. But if not, that's okay.
Stephen, is there anyone from ITSO on the line with us?
I thought Diana Earle or someone else from our group was going to be on the line, but I guess not since we don't hear from them right now. I'll check though. Let me try calling them.
Okay.
Stephen, this is Jeff Wong with ITSO.
Oh, hi Jeff. Good. But we were hoping somebody was going to chime in.
Sorry about that. My understanding is that due to previous fiscal years where we have taken reductions within the budget, the true-up amount to get the CCTC program back to where it needs to be is at the approximate $10.5 million range.
Judge Slaw, do you have some additional questions for Jeff?
I'm reading for like the third time the last sentence under 12. The existing end user application access is not supported by the vendor. And I guess anyway.
What does that mean, Jeff?
Thank you.
Unfortunately, I'm not too familiar with that. I can do some research with the project manager for the CCTC program and reply back to you.
And I guess the second half of that sentence talks about any potential outage may cause significant impact. So I guess I'm trying to just get my arms around what it really is intended to cover, because there's a may in there, so I'm not really following it, which is probably my issue, not everybody else's.
Well, no, but if it's not clear, one thing we could do is we could hold off on that particular item. And so any action today would cover items 1 through 9 and hold off on item 10. They should frankly be on the line with us. So Any other thoughts on that? So the issue is whether or not to approve the revised allocations for the 10 IT programs as listed in the materials, pages 1 through 3, recognizing there's a typo in item 8 on page 3. It should read, the decrease is due to a decrease in infrastructure and CCTC costs in order to replace aging equipment. Is there a motion to support either all 10 revised allocations or at least items 1 through 9?
Can I ask, I don't know if Ms. Carter's still on the phone with us, and Sherry, I know you're familiar with some of these issues as well. If everyone else is satisfied with that 10, I will gather an answer to help me feel more comfortable about it.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. This is Diana Earle. I'm joining the meeting late. I was held up in another meeting. If there's anything I can do to answer, I'm from ITSO, taking place for Mark Dustman.
Thank you,
Diana. I think Judge Slough had a question about the revised allocation for the California Court Technology Center. It's on page 3 of our materials, item 10.
Page 3, item 10. CCTC, right?
Yes.
Correct.
And the question is around the increase?
Correct.
I'm just trying
to get a better understanding of it.
We have an application that's running at the CCTC that is used for user authentication. It's our tool that manages all of the security, the user security. And this tool needs urgently to be upgraded. And so the cost is of the upgrading of that tool. And we've been deferring it, and it's no longer possible to defer it.
Okay. Thank you. That helps me.
Any other questions for Diana on any of ITSO's recommendations or revised allocations? All right. Is there a motion to approve the revised allocations for these 10 IT programs?
I'll make the motion. This is Judge Trenacosta.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion. This is Judge Began.
Judge Began, thank you. Any further discussion on this item? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries. I think that's all we have for today. Is that right, Bob and Stephen?
That's correct.
All right, folks, we are working on a date for our next in-person meeting. We believe it'll be sometime the week of May 19th. We should be able to get a date out to you shortly. We will discuss the LAN-WAN issue at that point as well. Any other business that anyone wanted to bring up? All right, well, thank you very much, everyone, for joining the call. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The host has